Simon & Schuster Audio presents Fortune's Bazaar, The Making of Hong Kong by Vodine England. Read by the author.
Introduction. The Different City. Defining Hong Kong has never been easy. Geographically, it comprises one main island and more than 260 others, plus the Kowloon Peninsula, whose hinterland, known as the New Territories, is contiguous with the mainland of the People's Republic of China. That land link has been its secret of success, or its ball and chain, depending on who is looking and when. Beyond that border, however, are more important determinants. Hong Kong sits virtually bang central in eastern Asia, the midpoint between the northern states of East Asia, China, the Koreas, Japan, and the southern states loosely grouped as Southeast Asia. To the west of Hong Kong sits not only China, but the landmass linking it to India, the Turkic lands, and Europe. To the east lies the western coast of the Americas with yet another sea route of importance. There sits Hong Kong, in the middle of it all. End point or entry point, which one is it? Doorway to other lands or destination in its own right? As a city, it has always been both. As those varied currents from all directions have brought people, ideas, technologies and conflicts, spore has been dropped. In Hong Kong, those influences have found traction and grown in their own way. The result is a place in between all others, but special in itself. In total, Hong Kong covers 428 square miles, making it smaller than the five boroughs of New York City, but bigger than Singapore. Despite the dramatic high-rise architecture of its urban centres, three-quarters of Hong Kong's landmass is not developed. 40% of it is designated as country park. The key that opened Hong Kong to the world has always been the deep-sea harbour, protected by the peaks of Hong Kong Island on one side and the Kowloon Peninsula on the other. It gave shelter to pirates and smugglers from tropical storms or random oversight. Here, opium clippers and floating warehouses could moor while sending their produce into China with or without official sanction. Here, deep-hulled ships packed in tens of thousands of eager...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?